Prologue. I pointed to an area on the far right of the cemetery, now covered with headstones. Zeke, that's where we played sandlot football when I was a kid. I can still hear the crack when I broke my nose playing right there. You never forget that sound. I was playing against a gang of scrappers from Central Falls. Rayoni threw a block on one of our opponents. The wily kid spun off him, and his head slammed right into my nose. Zeke looked bewildered. Wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute. It was you who broke his nose. I remember that day. It was 1948, my first summer working at this graveyard. It was you I helped carry across the street to the home of the Darlington Braves baseball coach, Roy Norman. I don't remember who carried me to Mr. Norman's house, but it was Ralph McGreevy's head that broke my nose. I remember that. Zeke looked at Ralph's tombstone. I remember that boy. I remember that look. I remember how he looked up from the ground with blood streaming from a gash on his forehead. He asked me, is he going to be all right? I mean, is he really going to be all right? I mused, yeah, Zeke, I was all right. But I didn't see Ralph again until our sophomore year at St. Raphael Academy. Zeke shook his head. Well, what do you know? What do you know? Little did I know that this first encounter would lead to a friendship full of unexpected escapades, prompting my father to say that Ralph was having a misspent youth, and I was going along for the ride.
Chapter 1, Echoes from the Past. Stepping out into the clear, refreshing Vermont air long before daybreak, I took a deep breath. I thought, this is going to be another long day in the life of this salesman. But I was looking forward to my first long ride in my new STS Gold Cadillac. This car has more electronic features than I'll ever know how to use. I headed up the long gravel driveway and could hear the crushed stones crackling under the solid tire treads. It felt like I was riding on polished glass, gliding down the interstate. Familiar 50s music, enhanced by new technology, brought me back to another era. New Hampshire's white mountains were totally obscured, covered with thick fog that probably wouldn't burn off for a few more hours. It was still the middle of the night for most people. A little over 3 hours later, I spotted the Pawtucket exit off Route 95. Pawtucket, Rhode Island, was bathed in a golden hue. The caddy headed down the ramp, almost sensing where I wanted to go, without even touching the leather-wrapped steering wheel. I stopped on Walcott Street in front of St. Raphael Academy. Everything had changed. Nothing had changed. There, still standing high on a pedestal, was the pristine statue of St. Raphael with outstretched arms. My mind flashed back to 1955 with a feeling of nostalgia. It sure has been a long time since my buddy Ralph McGreevy and I graced those halls. I drove downtown past the pawn shop on deserted Park Street. I chuckled, remember the time Ralph and I hocked the mandolin. I decided to have a look. Early sunlight bounced off the pawn shop window. The fuzzy image of a mandolin revealed itself through dewdrops and squinted eyes. I peered deeper into the store window, sizing it up. There on the back wall hung the instrument with a maroon and green body and long tan guitar neck. I knew it was not a genuine mandolin because Ralph and I had hocked it over 50 years ago. I couldn't believe it was still there.